Father, in the name of Jesus, I want to thank you for your holy presence. I thank you for my brothers and sisters. I thank you, Lord, for the families, the businesses, the ministries that are represented in this house. Lord, we bless you and thank you for the outreaches that take place through this amazing work that you've raised up. Lord God, we bless you for Grace Academy. We stand in agreement in the name of Jesus Christ that your continual manifestations of your goodness, your mercy, of your spirit will rest upon the students, rest upon the teachers and staff in this whole amazing outreach. Lord, we thank you for that. And Father, we stand in a covenant agreement here today as your people, which are called by your name, as we thank you for the food pantry. We just give you praise for the people that are being reached and blessed. God, you were anointed with the Holy Ghost and power, and you went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. So, Lord, I thank you for your healing anointing upon the outreaches that take place here. We bless you for this great church that you've raised up for this season, for this day. That God, they were born for such a time as this, and I thank you for allowing me to be here with them. In Jesus' name, amen. I want to share something with you. I'm not one to get into the whole Christmas thing, but when God gives me something, I need to share it, and it has nothing to do with what I'm going to teach on today, if that happens. But go ahead and look in the book of Luke. I know you're all familiar with this. The Lord challenged me, and I want to challenge you, because we're in this thing together. In Luke's Gospel, chapter 1, verse 26, I'll try to go quickly here. And in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God into a city of Galilee named Nazareth to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph, to the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came in unto her and said, "Hail, thou art highly favored. The Lord is with thee, blessed art thou among women." And when he saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind what matter of salutation or greetings that should be. And the angel said unto her, "Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb, and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. He shall be great, and he is. He shall be called the Son of the Highest, and he is. And the Lord God shall give him unto him the throne of his father David, which he's done. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end." Say, no end.
No end.
"Then said Mary unto the angel, How shall this be, seeing I know not a man? And the angel answered and said unto her, The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. And behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, she hath also conceived a son in her old age." Wonder how old she was, huh? "Understand, for with God," I want you to look at verse 37, please. I know you've heard this. God spoke to me. It wasn't verb, or it wasn't out loud, but it could have been. It was just as real. "For with God nothing shall be impossible." Say that with me. "For with God impossible." Amen. It says, "And Mary said, Behold, the handmaiden of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word. And the angel departed from her." Now, two main confessions that I see, and I want to encourage you in this season, but throughout until the sky cracks. Two main confessions I see here. I think it's important that we are confessing the word. We're a word of faith church. We believe that we can call things that be not as though they were, that we could speak things into existence, that we can have what we say. We understand that we can speak to the mountain to be removed, be cast in the sea, and not doubt it in our heart, but believe the things that we say will come to pass. We understand that there's power in our tongue or by our tongue, by the words that we speak, and out of the abundance of our heart, our mouths can speak. Two confessions I believe are important for us to set our hearts on in the season that we're in and the season ahead. For with God nothing shall be impossible, and I am with God. Say that with me. For with God nothing shall be impossible, and I am with God. Now understand, he said, I'll never leave you, I'll never forsake you, I'll be with you always, even unto the end. And the second one is, be it unto me according to your word. Say that with me. Be it unto me according to your word. Now say this with me. Be it unto this house according to the word of God. Now see, that's be it unto me, but that's also be it unto us as Abundant Life Center. So I want you to understand, there's nothing too difficult for God, and with God, nothing is impossible to him. And understand, he is with us, he is for us, but glory to God, he's in us. Say this with me. Greater is he who's in me, who's in us, than he that's in the world. Amen. Don't ever forget these truths, please, my brother and sister. I'll read it to you out of Luke's, and then we're going to watch a video from Brother Dale. Luke 1:37 Amplified, it really sums it up. It says, for with God nothing is ever impossible, and the word of God shall be with, and the word from God shall be without, or shall be without power of impossible to fulfill. In other words, God's word will be with power to fulfill what is spoken. Now, understand, his word will not return void unto us. It will accomplish that what he pleases, and it will prosper whereunto he sends it. Now, where's he sending it? The sower soweth the word. Where's the word have to go? It needs to go in our hearts. Is our heart fertile soil? Well, that's setting you up for tonight. I want to welcome you. I know you're not used to two services in one day, but please come if you possibly can. I know this is a busy time of year, and you know I understand that. I am not trying to pressure you, but I really welcome you in the name of Jesus Christ. I believe God wants to do some intimate things in this house tonight. I believe he wants to show himself strong on your behalf. I believe he wants to heal into the depths of the hearts of this church, in your heart, in your life. I believe his healing power will be very present here. It's here right now. But I believe in the name of Jesus Christ, when we come together as God's people, the Bible says where two or three of us would gather together, he would be there in that presence. So I want you to come with expectation. I expect you to come every time you come into this house with great expectation. But I'm just encouraging you, if you can possibly make it, please join us. We're going to have a delightful time in the Lord. Can you say amen? Because I have a great theme. I heard it said so many times throughout my process. And I know that you guys heard it more than I ever could dream of. And it's called Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Go ahead, brother.
Good morning, family. It's good to be with you again. I'm so blessed to be able to share a little bit, even though it's through video. For those of you who may be new this morning at Abundant Life, my name's Dale Armstrong. I'm the director of the Armada Network. And at the moment, I guess I'm better known as Grandpa's in the House. But we've been hearing good reports as I've been talking to Pastor Bob and others about what God is doing in York, Pennsylvania. And we're praying for you, though we're separated by an ocean. I'm in Lviv, Ukraine at the moment, just returned from Kiev. And I'll return again to Kiev next week, so do keep me in prayer. It has been a tense moment on the world stage, as you know. And there's a lot of history behind what God has done through our ministry and Armada and many of our friends and relationships, God, divinely appointed relationships, who are speaking right now into the American administration, Ukrainian administration, about the events that we're facing and the forces that are at work in the earth. To sum it all up in one word, as my wife and I, Terry, have been talking and praying, it is the spirit of Antichrist, and we are called to resist it. So I appreciate your prayers. I appreciate you standing strong and standing in the authority and the armor of God that He's given to us. Now, I did want to share one interesting, inspiring testimony. In Kiev, there's a restaurant that I often frequent, and especially I use it as a base where I'll bring in VIPs from D.C. Less than 2 weeks ago, I had 25 folks from Washington, D.C., and I took them to this nice Italian restaurant in Kiev called Bassano's. Well, part of it is because I'm acquainted with the owner. I know his history. They're actually not from Kiev as a family. They're from the city of Donetsk, which in 2014 was one of the first cities to fall to the Russian invasion. So they ran for their lives, leaving their home and their possessions and their business behind them. So it'd be sort of like someone leaving a small place like York, Pennsylvania, making your way to New York City. And in Kiev, they reestablished a restaurant, rebuilt their family, rebuilt their lives, only to see 10 years later that restaurant directly hit by a rocket, a Russian rocket. And 2 days ago, around 9 in the morning, the building that houses their restaurant was struck. It was incredibly horrible. There were loss of life among those in the building. But the inspiring part of this story, which just amazes me, this rocket hit at 9:20 in the morning. They were not to be open until 10 a.m., so thank God there was no one in the restaurant. But with all of the devastation, and the photos are horrific, they reopened by 2 p.m. The resilience of these people inspires me, and I wanted to convey that to you. I don't know exactly where you are in your life, but I know you know the Word of God. You know Jesus is still on the throne. Jesus is Lord, and God loves you. Stand up strong. Don't quit. Stand up strong in the full authority in the armor of God, and let the blessings of God flow through you to those around you. And remember the power that is in your words. I hope you've memorized it. Come with me to church. I'll pick you up. Let's spread the love of God around us this Christmas season. God bless you.
Brother Dale didn't ask me to share these photos, but if we can bring those up, Shane, I'd like this house to see them, just to see what he's talking about. Resilience. This house has great resilience. You, my brother and sister, are very resilient. Amen? Randy, it's all yours, buddy. Come and see what the Lord has done. I was going to hold this testimony back. I shared it with the prayer room the other night, and I get excited when God just shows up and does cool stuff. My wife and I, when I first got saved, I was on business, and a man took me aside and discipled me in the principles of the Word. You could be seated just a few minutes here. He was from Athletes in Action. He was a school teacher in my area, and just a remarkable young man. He taught me the principles of tithing, and to me, my head kind of wrapped around that thing and told me the principles of the Sabbath, of honoring the Sabbath, and a few other things. But I got a hold of tithing because I was a businessman, and I believed in prosperity. I worked hard to get it, and figured, you know what, if God wants to help me out on this matter, we'll let him see what he can do. And I had a Jewish accountant. I went to the Jewish accountant, and my wife and I, and so most of you know, my wife is an accountant herself, and very good in that world, and has helped many churches over the years. And so we talked to the Jewish accountant. He knew exactly what we were talking about, and he went to work, and he figured out what we needed to do. I was in a Baptist church at that time, and the process of it is we started tithing off the top of that business. And I watched that business. I never had a day off. I worked 7 days a week and too many hours. I run myself basically into the ground until I come to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. And in the process of that, I needed a day off. My marriage was going down the toilet, and I was a lousy dad because I was never home. And so I needed a lot of help. Now, I know you guys are all perfect. I was far from it. And bit by bit, line by line, precept by precept. But one of the key things is we started tithing off of our business. I closed down on Sundays, which was the busiest day of the year, or the week. We made more on a Sunday because that was what small business did in that day than we did, you know, 3 days out of the week. My father worked for me, who basically him and my uncle, they started this business. He had gotten sick, and my sister and I, we purchased it from him. I was 20 years old when I went into business. I was 16 when I was running the grocery store for him, for he had some back issues and wasn't able to work. So I learned kind of quickly, but I was a mess. I was 28 years old, had a near-death experience, come to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ through God's goodness and mercy. I'm sharing this with you because I want to trigger something in your life. God shared with me, in my light is more light. And I thought, Lord, we have light, but we need more light. You and I need more light for the days that lie ahead. We need more illumination, more revelation on things that we already know. But sometimes we take for granted what we know. And I don't want you to take this principle for granted. In that week, in that next year to come, we closed on Sundays. We started tithing. And God started working on me. I was the mountain. All right. I thought my wife was the problem. If you guys need to talk to me, I'll meet you after church. All right, I'll clue you in on a few secrets that I learned after 51 years now. Anyhow, in that year, we made more money in 6 days. I watched that business go from one level into a whole new height. My dream was to have a chain of stores, but God kind of stopped me in the middle of my pathway and called me into the ministry, and everything changed. But in the process of that, I seen the principle of tithing, and we've carried that through because we've seen his power. I want to encourage you as a tither, and I assume you are. I'm not pressuring you wherever your belief system is. But when we bring all the tithes and offerings into the house of God, we can Amen. Prove him with it. Amen. And he will rebuke the devourer for your sake. Yes, and he will open up the windows of heaven, and he will pour you out a blessing that you do not have enough room to receive. Yes. I'm asking you, as your brother and sister, start making more room. Some of you need to start new bank accounts. Some of you, I don't know what it is you got to do, but I mean expand your horizons with your imagination and start making more room, because God wants to prosper you in this year coming. He wants you to walk in divine health in this year coming, and he wants your soul to go into greater heights and lengths and depths into the heartbeat of who Jesus is for your divine purpose and for the call that is upon your life individually as well as this house corporately. Can you shout amen in this house? Well, the testimony, say, do it again, Lord. The church that we established back in Titusville, which was my hometown, and I had no dream that God would have a sense of humor and send me back there, because when I left at one time, I wasn't going ever back. The cool thing, he stuck me in the same building where I was a youth pastor. I was in the basement at that time, but he elevated us up to the second floor. All right. In that building, there were so many steps that some of the elderly people in the church, it was a Bible study turned into a church, and some of the elderly people, I was hurting for them. You understand me? Because, I mean, I'm not old, all right? You might be, but I'm not, okay? That's where I think, okay? So I'm going up these stairs, but I'm seeing some of these folks come in, and we're trying to do healing services and all that kind of stuff, and, you know, how do you get wheelchairs up these steps? There's no elevator, all right? Anyhow, we got in faith for a new building, and nothing would open up. I mean, everything was down. Nobody wanted us in this city. Oh, praise the Lord. You know, the devil doesn't like the word of faith. I'm telling you, he doesn't like it. But bless God, greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world.
Amen.
In the process of it, we're doing everything we can do. We're praying. I got people in agreement with me. God opens up a building, and it needed a lot of work. I mean, a lot of work. The brother that owned it says, hey, I'll give you a good deal on it. I'll even finance it for you. Are you interested? I says, yes. Anything to get on the ground level, all right? The cool thing was is he set us right in the center of this little city called Titusville, Pennsylvania, which is where oil come up out of the ground and changed the world. And the word of God for that region was, as oil changed the world in the natural, so would the oil of the Holy Spirit through that region come and change and bring revelation and change to the nations. Now understand, you know a few people that are from there. Brother Dale's from that area, all right? I mean, in that surrounding area. Karen Burroughs is from that area. Some of you know her. And then some of you know a guy by the name of Bruce Latabue. And then there's many, many others. That's just a few, okay? But see, God has taken the oil that they received there and sent them into the nations, into ministries, and throughout the nation. Now, understand, that word didn't return void, and it still is working. Because, see, I believe the best is yet to come. God called me back there to raise up a church that had disintegrated. That's basically what happened to it. And God raised it up again. And I knew my season. I didn't know how long my season is. Next week, you'll see a young man with me. I believe he'll be here. He comes to see family in Lancaster. His name's Brian Rohr, all right? I'm going to get him to share a little bit, okay? I probably won't give him the whole pulpit, but I'll give him some of it, okay? I'm greedy, okay, in the process of it, because why? I want to download into you in the short time I have with you everything that I believe God wants to do. Now, in the process of that, we get this building, we got debt. Now, understand, this community has been devastated. The steel mills pulled out of it. I mean, it went down. It went way down, all right? A lot of the money people moved out. They went to North Carolina. A lot of them, all right? So here we are. We're working with basically, it's lower than middle class people. Now, there might have been a few. And that's not to slam them. That's just to say what that area was like. Well, I teach tithing. I teach giving. I teach giving to the poor. I teach sowing into missions. And I know that my brother, who's in heaven today, smiling down on you, did the same thing and has done the same thing. So understand, this is a tithing church. We're a tithing people. We give offerings. We give to the poor. We believe in missions. We support missions. Okay? Understand, it's seed time and harvest. I want you to get this fact, okay? I believe this is one of the lights that God wants to light up in you so that you start expecting more than you ever seen before. in the process of going under, I think it was a 10-year contract to purchase this building, and we had to put, I mean, thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars, plus the labor of everybody, okay, into this building to even make it churchable, because it was a bar, if you can imagine that, a church in an old bar. Oh, glory to God, hallelujah, amen. So now God's raising it up. And my wife says, this is what we're doing. When she speaks, I try to listen to the sexy voice of God the best I can. There's times I've missed it, all right? There's times I've missed it. But I'm getting better in my older age, all right? So in the process of it, I said, yes, you're right. So she decided how we're going to start paying this individual. And she worked her end. And I got with the body and with the people I knew how to pray. And I know you had how to pray. I said, you know what? God wants the title in my hand, and he wants this house owing nobody anything but to love him. Couldn't you believe that? Yes, we'll believe that, Pastor. All right, you start calling this building paid for. You just start calling it. It doesn't look that way. And see, there's a whole lot more work that needs to be done, okay? About half the time, I get a call the other night, and the pastor calls me. He says, hey, I got some good news for you. I says, let me have it. I need some. He says, somebody sent a check to pay off the building. The power of testimony, he'll do it for you. He's done it for me time and time again. He's done it for churches that we've been a part of. And I want to encourage you. I don't know what your situation is financially, but God wants to promote you. He wants you to prosper. He wants you to excel in this season of time. Because why? There's more needs than we've ever seen before. In other words, it's not so we can be greedy. It's so that we can be being able to distribute what God wants us to distribute to the nations, to bring the gospel to the nations, in missions, in the assignments he gives us, in reaching the poor, and helping the widow, and whatever it takes in the name of Jesus Christ. God, don't limit your faith. Say this with me. With God, all things are possible. It is God's will that I prosper more and more in this season than ever before. I'm open, Lord. Give me wisdom. Give me understanding. Show me the way, and I will be a doer, not just a hearer, in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray over the offerings, over the tithes that come into this house. And Lord God, that this house, as a giving house, as a sowing house, as a house that distributes in every aspect, Lord God, that you will honor this house, and God, that your presence will fall upon it greater and stronger in the days that lie ahead than they've ever seen, ever experienced, that revival fire will fall and rest upon it, and that the revival fire will flow through the members of this house into the hearts of the nation, into the region, into this great nation of United States, and into the nations that you've called them to in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.